Hi, I'm Chloe. Welcome to the Chloe's Friendship Circle Series Special Showbiz. I can't be able to say it like that. Showbiz. And right now, my show is gonna be all about showbizes. Because I said that before and I was really complicated. But I'm so excited for all these other things. So excited. And first, I would like to introduce you my heart card. It's my very own heart card made from Chloe's Friendship Circle. It says CFC. Well, because that will be our initials. And it has a heart that has the first letter of my name in it, C. That goes like this, C-H-L-O-E. But I'm just putting down C. So, let's begin a little fun. First, we're playing Let It Go from Frozen.
The snow glows white on the mountain tonight, not a footprint to be seen. A kingdom of isolation, and it looks like I'm the queen. The wind is howling like this swirling storm inside. Couldn't keep it in, heaven knows I tried. Don't let them in, don't let them see. Be the good girl you always have to be. Conceal, don't feel, don't let them know. It's funny how some distance makes everything seem small. And the fears that once controlled me can't get to me at all. It's time to see what I can do to test the limits and break through. No right, no wrong, no rules for me.
Welcome back to Chloe's Friendship Circle on tape on Kids Play Live, and now it's time for the craft. be switched. It's time already. And I can feel my heart, and because I'm holding it right by my heart. Anyways, I'm thinking about going to school with my two friends tomorrow. And here's the Hollywood stars. Cut out a large star out of cardboard. Color it any color you like. I can think a sparkly color. Let's go back. Use finger paint to color your hands and make some handprints on the stars. Really, I don't think I could do that. Write your name on the star. You mean like a fancy version of your name? Decorate your star with glitter glue and puffy paint. I don't know if we are going to do puffy paint, but I found that when we were first about to do it on my first episode. Hang your star on your bedroom door. And that's all we have. And here is Popular from Wicked. Bye!
Elfie, now that we're friends, I've decided to make you my new project.
You really don't have to do that.
I know. That's what makes me so nice.
Whenever I see someone less fortunate than I, and let's face it,
who isn't?
Less fortunate than I, my tender heart tends to start to bleed. And when someone needs a makeover, I simply have to take over. I know exactly what they need. And even in your case, though it's the toughest case I've yet to face, don't worry, I'm determined to succeed. Follow my lead, and yes, indeed, you will be popular. You're gonna be popular. I'll teach you the proper poise when you talk to boys. Little ways to flirt and glance. Ooh, I'll show you what shoes to wear, how to fix your hair. Everything that really counts to be popular. I'll help you be popular. You'll hang with the right cohorts. You'll be good at sports. Know the slang you've got to know. So let's start, cause you've got an awfully long way to go. Don't be offended by my frank analysis. Think of it as personality dialysis. Now that I've chosen to become a policist or an advisor, there's nobody wiser. Not when it comes to popular. I know I'm a popular. And with an assist from me to be who you'll be, instead of dreary who you were, well, are, there's nothing that can stop you from becoming popular. Lar.
Welcome. And though you protest your disinterest, I know clandestinely you're gonna grin and bear it, your newfound popularity.
Chloe's friendship circle on tape. Kids, please slide. And it was forever to get back on the air because, right, A few minutes ago, we were looking for my recipe paper that Mom made. Made it up. Now, I found it. She found it. It was under my one of my toy boxes, whoopsies and stuff. And here's how the recipe goes. It's called cheese popcorn. Hope you like it. Toss 116 cups of hot... Wait, 16. 16 cups of hot popcorn with 2 cups shredded cheddar. 1 cup grated Parmesan spread onto a baking sheet. Bake at 350 until cheddar melts. 3 minutes seasoned with salt. And that's it. So tasty and refreshing. And here's the Great Divide from Tinkerbell. Kids Place Live. And now I have my co-host Dan with me to help me talk about all the shows I went to. But I don't know if we should draw down Wizard of Oz.
I'm just looking at this list here. You've been to a lot of shows.
Yeah, I did. And here's the list of them in order. Mary Poppins, Cinderella, Beauty and the Beast, Little Mermaid, Wizard of Oz, then Wicked.
Which one of those shows was your favorite show?
I definitely don't remember Cinderella, so I would take Wicked.
You don't remember Cinderella?
I don't remember that show. Gotta breathe.
You know, I when we went to see Mary Poppins, that was really cool, too.
It was. She flew right over me.
I know, and you fell asleep.
I missed it.
You were sleeping when she flew over you. That was crazy.
Well, at least we had fun, though, right?
We did. You know what? You should play a song from that.
Yeah.
What song do you want to play?
We pulled up supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Okay, that's a good one.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
That's not a word.
Of course it's a word. And unless I'm very much mistaken, I think it's going to prove a rather useful one. When trying to express oneself, it's frankly quite absurd to leaf through lengthy lexicons to find the perfect word. A little spontaneity keeps conversation keen. You need to find a way to say precisely what you mean. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious, if you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. It can mean exactly what you want it to. When Stone Age men were chatting, simply grunting would suffice.
Now if they'd heard this word, they might have used it once or twice.
That's right.
I'm sure Egyptian pharaohs would have grasped it in a jiff. Mm-hmm. Then every single pyramid would bear this hieroglyph. Oh, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Say it and wild animals would not seem so ferocious.
Add some further flourishes, it's so rococococious. Ah, ah.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Druids could have carved it on their mighty monoliths.
Oh, yeah?
The ancient Greeks, I'm certain, would have used it in their myths.
I'm sure the Roman Empire only entered the abyss because those Latin scholars never had a word like this.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
If you say it softly, the effect can be hypnotious.
Check your breath before you speak in case it's halitosis.
Oh, but
supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Backwards, which is still wicked alive, sipsicatsilagarfilacreepus.
She may be tricky, but she's bloody good.
So when the cat has got your tongue, there's no need for dismay. Just summon up this word and then you've got a lot to say.
Pick out those 18 consonants and 16 vowels as well, and put them in an order which is very hard to spell.
SUPERCALIFRAGILISTICEXPIALIDOCIOUS.
Never close.
Circle on tape on Kids Place One. And now it's the sad moment because the friendship pledge. But it's time. So I pledge that everyone laughs, lives, has fun, sings along with their friends. And now I have to leave in a few minutes, but until we find our last song called Happy, can do this. You and me together. And you and me will. And let's find that song. Oh, yeah. That was my first day of school. Yes, tomorrow I have my Ever After Eye backpack ready and my Barbie lunchbox. Barbie princess power for that. It has a picture of my mother's name, Kara. I hope that makes you all laugh. It can make you all laugh sometimes. I felt when we were looking for that cheese popcorn paper, I felt like I was losing my voice, but now it's much better. So, did we pull up happy? So excited! Bye!
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Bring me down.